Welcome to the AI for Churches podcast. Our goal is to equip pastors and church leaders with resources related to artificial intelligence, helpful for sermon prep, creative ministries, outreach, and more. We do this by providing exclusive insights from AI experts, church leaders, and innovators actively leveraging AI to amplify the gospel and reach more people for Jesus Christ.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the AI for Churches podcast. We're excited to have you. I'm Katie Allred, and with me is the lovely David Thorne. And today, I'm excited. We're going to talk to you about LLMs, basically like from chatbots to digital staff, like what your church leaders might need to know about AI and how it's progressing, because it is changing fast. And so, David, you know, I actually have a question for you to start us off, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
How do you know if you're just chatting with AI versus actually putting it to work?
Yeah. Oh, that's an interesting question. I feel it's one of those things where if you were talking on the phone with somebody, that would be a chat. Now, if I said, hey, Katie, buy me something at the store, that would be, you know, putting you to work.
Yeah.
So that probably is the difference.
Yeah. And so when it comes to that, I think that's why I wanted to clarify, like, that's really the difference between like a chatbot, an AI chatbot, versus like an AI agent. So why should we care about that? Like, what is an AI agent? First, define that.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's what's interesting. So when I went to the AI conference last year, and every year there's this thing called the AI conference. It's in San Francisco, and it's going to be its third year this coming year. This past year in September, all they talked about was AI agents. And they said, in the coming year, you're going to hear about AI agents. Well, it's one of those things where it's, you know, it's almost taken a year, and we're starting to hear this phrase, AI agents, come around.
Yeah.
And here's what's tricky. The concept of what is an AI agent itself is a bit of a developing concept.
Yeah.
So that's where, I mean, kind of like everything that when we talk about AI, we say, well, you know, it's kind of changing.
Yep.
Even the concept and definition of what an AI agent is.
Yeah.
It's changing. Maybe if we started with the most simple thing, and which is just talking to an LLM.
Right, a chatbot.
Yes, and that's for anyone who's brand new, you know, or that's, you know, tuned into this for the first time, an LLM just stands for a large language model. That's your chatbot, like ChatGPT. Yeah. And so that is simply, you're just chatting. You picked up the phone and you're talking to a friend who happens to be ChatGPT. That's the most easiest, lowest model.
But then we go up from there, right? So we're working on AI agents. What's above, you know, what's above that?
So I like, what would be above that would be, that's where you have your things you might call an assistant.
Yeah.
So an AI assistant is one level up. And what I would say with an assistant is it can do very simple tasks.
Yeah.
So for example, SermonSpark, which is an AI powered sermon assistant that we've developed, I would say that that's more like an assistant. It is able to handle fairly simple tasks like A equals B. Go do this thing. It has knowledge about one specific thing, and it can kind of do one thing well.
Yeah. Why do you think we should care about AI agents or assistants at all, like for church leaders specifically?
Yeah. So the reason that that even any of these matter is because this world is developing, and it's fast, it's very quickly moving towards agents and eventually full-fledged AI coworkers.
Yeah.
And so we need to be aware, it's worth us knowing what are we working on. And it's also worth noting for church leaders, what task you or problem you're trying to solve could be solved by either just a simple chatbot, an assistant, a full-fledged agent, and maybe eventually a full-fledged AI coworker for your church. And
yeah.
So it's worth knowing that that exists.
I think that was my next question is like, how close do you think we are to actually seeing AI replace like a full-time human role in a meaningful way?
A year? Maybe a year and a half. You know, I would say that where we are right now is closer to developing full-fledged agents that are really good at accomplishing, solving problems that a church can handle. That's something we're working on right now is developing a full-fledged AI receptionist, you know, for a church.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where...
Which that's a full AI worker, right? Like, I think that's different. I think we need to like, you know, there's chat assistant agent, which I think can do a little more reasoning.
Yeah.
And planning. And then there's full worker. And worker, I think, is what we're talking about. Like when it can fully replace somebody. It has goals. It has metrics. It has workflows. It improves over time, which is just insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things. Yeah. So I was chatting with Claude and ChatGPT, asking it to say, help me to define what an AI agent is. And I'll read what it says. It says an AI agent has autonomous, goal-directed behavior. Given an objective, it can plan multi-step approaches, reason about what actions to take, and execute tasks with minimal human intervention. And I think that's what Claude would suggest, which is different because it's saying it can take some initiative.
Yeah.
Can autonomously solve a problem and determine the best path to take.
Yeah.
It has the ability connections to various pieces and can connect and use those pieces in order to solve whatever tasks it is given.
Yeah. I think the shift from like the chatbot all the way to the full AI worker is kind of like going from using a calculator to like having a secretary to like hiring a strategist to like actually onboarding an entire team, but like in a box.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Have you seen Katie? Have you seen people use the word AI agent or AI assistant and even in the church world and use it wrong?
Yeah, there's a little bit of convolution between the two. Like to me, an assistant is like Grammarly.
Yeah.
It goes back and it edits my writing. It's not really doing a lot of thinking for me, but it improves what I've done. You can use ChatGPT as an assistant, right? It can help maybe manage your schedule or automate some simple task. Whereas like an agent, it acts more like a project manager. It can like help you reason or plan or act without constant input, right? So you're not having to constantly remind it or give it a direction, right? And then the full AI worker is going even a step further from just being a project manager to also thinking about what it needs to do next. And not just managing this project, but thinking about like what your goals are and what its next step should be.
Yeah, I agree that, and I just saying like I have definitely seen those two, you know, convoluted where people say like, oh, our new like agents, AI agents for churches or agents. And you're like, no, that's not an agent. Whatever, you know, if it is accomplishing a simple task with some intelligence, that's at best, it's an assistant.
Yes.
But it's not
automating something,
yeah.
Right? I think an agent helps automate, like it does your follow-ups for you. It identifies gaps or it prepares something for you. Whereas like an assistant, yeah, it just like helps you maybe draft something that's on a regular basis. Like it could help you draft your newsletter every week. But it's not actually preparing and automating something. So,
yeah. And I'll tell you why this it feels like a nuance, but why it matters is what I don't want pastors to you know, people to say, oh, we have this new agent, and people are advertising to a pastor about an agent, and it's not.
Yeah.
It's nothing but a simple task that it can do, and that's not an agent. An agent is moving towards an autonomous thing that really can solve a problem and see what needs to be done and actually do it. It's a lot closer to that direction. And so I just don't want pastors, like, we have to have higher expectations about what an AI agent actually is versus just a simple assistant.
Yeah. What do you think when it comes to, you know, churches, like, what's the difference between, like, and I mean, we may have touched on this a little bit, but I just want to make sure we're driving the point home. Like, what do you think the difference is between automating a task and assigning a role? And how do you think we can help churches do that with discernment?
Yeah. So, like, automating a task might be, you know, like turning a sermon into a, like transcribing a sermon. Okay. So it's a thing can be smarter transcribing a sermon. Yeah. That's different than maybe a multi-step process where you almost need a quarterback that says, hey, it's Sunday. You know what happens on Sunday? A sermon happens. Is there a sermon available? Oh, there is a sermon. You know what we should do because there's a sermon? Let's get that. And you know, actually what we need to do, we should turn that into a transcript. We should turn that into a blog. Let me go get my expert writer who knows how to write and take, you create the transcript. Let me check that transcript. Is that right? Yeah, it's right. And all of a sudden we're talking about multiple experts working together on a team to accomplish a bigger task.
Yeah. What practical first steps do you think a church could take to move from just using ChatGPT for ideas to, like, truly building an AI workflow for their ministry?
Yeah, that's it. I feel like the answer to that, that's like on the cutting edge of where we are right now is asking those kinds of questions. Like, what are your thoughts on that, Katie?
You know, I think I'm, like, still trying to figure out, like, how we steward it wisely, I guess, without losing the human touch of it all, because obviously I think church is community, right? It's not about just systems and processes, but, you know, I also want there to be some understanding that this admin work that doesn't take a personal touch can be done. Like you said, like creating a transcript, looking for quotes, should write your sermon? No. Should it help you find quotes in your sermon? Sure. Like, it can help make it into a devotional or whatever. All those things I think are good. And I think we're getting to the point where we're going to start figuring out how we are automating that on a regular basis. And that's already happening somewhat with, you know, things like sermon shots and those things. But, you know, when you talk about LLMs, there's a few that we love, like ChatGPT, and Claude, and Gemini. When it comes to AI assistants, for me, like Notion AI comes to mind because it can summarize your meeting notes, or like Otter AI is one that, you know, you can add to a meeting and it will join the meeting and do the notes. Trello, you know, if it comes up with task, Asana can do task now from AI. Zapier, you know, it can add some logic to like workflows. Like, so if a new prayer request was submitted via a form, it could summarize it and email that to the prayer team. Like, that's an assistant.
Yeah.
Whereas like an agent, you could do agents with Zapier. I think that is possible. But they're going a little bit further. Like string.com is one example that I've seen. Flowwise.
Yeah.
Rewind.ai is one as well that is just for your computer. Like, it just works on Macs. I've seen that we're just moving across the thing. Now, the full AI worker, to me, we're still in this development level. there really isn't a great platform for that quite yet. I don't think anybody has like got the market cornered for it. That's for sure. I mean, what kind of platforms have you seen when it comes to like agents?
Yeah, those N8N. There's ones like Motion. I have this like whole list where I've been toying around with them. N8N is the one I think in FlowWise that you mentioned are some of the ones that I've seen.
N8N is a good one. It's to me, it's so highly technical. You know, I don't know that it's quite user-friendly enough for most churches to like get a grasp on it. To me, it seems very like developer friendly. And so that's where I'm like, well, Zapier is a little bit easier. So like a church could run a prayer form to Zapier through ChatGPT, get a weekly prayer summary or something. I mean, you know, there's some uses there where I think it's happening. I think Nation's coming along, though, to where it will eventually be more user-friendly for sure.
Yeah. Let's come up with 5 examples.
Okay.
And let's not even worry about whether it's an assistant or agent. Let's just say workflow type tasks that a church might want to investigate creating for their church.
Yeah. Well, I think the easiest one is like first time guest follow up, you know,
so you get a form in of some sort. They fill out, you know, from your children's ministry or a fill out a connect card.
Yep.
And the assistant level would be assistant sends a communication or multiple levels of communication to person.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, you know, watches for the form comes in, it summarizes the info of the form, it sends them a welcome email or maybe a text, it schedules a follow-up reminder for staff. Maybe it adds them to your email list or your planning center, groups, one of those things. And all those things at the moment are actually, you're capable of doing those with Zapier or make.com is another example, kind of like N8N, that can also do these sort of things. And to me, like that just frees up the admin, right? So while also ensuring that there's no first time guest that falls through the cracks.
Yeah. And then that's where like the agent part comes in. If the agent was determining how to best follow up next in response to what the new person did. So the agent level might say, they haven't responded. I think it would be helpful for me to email them or even call them or send them, you know, an SMS notification and kind of think of it might think about how to best communicate with them next. Mm-hmm. That's different than just kind of following a certain script in order to reach out to them.
Yeah. What do you think is another example of what churches could do?
Church communication flows. Okay. So one thing is you have to do announcements every Sunday.
Sure.
And it can be annoying when you have 10 different people asking to get their basket weaving ministry advertised, if you will, on a Sunday morning.
Underwater firefighting.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a special ministry.
Yep.
At the assistant level, it might just be people can submit an email can be automated out to ministries once a week saying, do you have anything you wish to promote?
Yeah.
And those forms can come back to the church, to your church communication person. Another assistant could maybe just help you determine priority. Of everything that comes in, how might you suggest a priority of what should be promoted on Sunday or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, thinking of like the Sunday, you can also, you know, obviously create like an agent to help repurpose your content, your sermon content throughout the week. Obviously, we've talked about this several times on this podcast, taking that transcript and turning it into video clips and quotes and themes and generating Instagram posts or Facebook captions or creating devotionals, email or maybe YouTube shorts. Just turning that single message into like a week of digital content in just minutes is incredible. Right now, you can do that and you can automate it to a certain point, but it won't like schedule it for you throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're getting to full AI workers like waters, where like, oh, it can also schedule it and it knows like the perfect time and it looks at your Facebook insights and it says, oh, well, this is a great time to schedule this content, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. We're not there yet, but we're getting there.
Yes. Yeah. Probably like related to that is just handling a church calendar.
Yep.
That's probably more in the agent world. Mm-hmm. Where of being able to see a calendar,
mm-hmm.
being able to determine what is available and what is not available, what is so like free,
facility not use. Free,
what?
So like facility management.
Yeah. That's one of those ones, like that's a little bit more complicated of an ask, but that is, you know, another one.
So yeah.
Or four, what is one more?
Okay, event registration and reminders.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, I mean, similar to guest follow-up, I guess, but, you know, watching for those sign-ups, sending an email confirmation with next steps, sending an email and a text like 3 days maybe before the event, sending a follow-up message with photos or surveys after, just kind of streamlining that event flow. But I want to do a different one because this is a bonus one. A volunteer role matching. So like you could have, you know, available signups, like different roles that people that you need across different ministries. And you can also look at volunteer preferences and skills from your form and then suggest matches. Like Anna would be a great fit for kids check-in and then send personalized invitations or reminders. Mm-hmm. You know, right now that's not in any HMS that I know of.
Yeah.
But I do think it's something that is coming and something that we should figure out because that's going to save us hours of coordination, just finding people to help, but also finding where people belong. Right.
Yeah. I love that. That's great. Good bonus one. Well, I want to throw this out. I have something, a very interesting thing to mention in this realm. But before I say that, I just want to mention for anyone who's listening, pastors who are investigating how to use AI into their church workflows, definitely we would love to set a discovery call for you through AI for Churches and just chat about this. Love to hear what are the things that are tedious, are annoying, are frustrating, take a lot of time in your church, and can we together figure out and build an agent that would help you?
Yeah.
Let's explore this together. We may not have all the answers, but we can find people. We can figure it out together.
Yeah.
And we would love to chat with you about that. So definitely fill out the discovery call and let's chat about it.
Yeah.
So
I think that's a great next step for everyone. So go to the AI-4-churches.com and check us out and send us an email. We'd love to help out and figure out where, you know, an agent or maybe in the future, a full-time worker could be helpful for your church and your ministry. And so you get some time back and get back to actually hanging out with people, which is the point.
Yeah, exactly. So here's my kind of deep thought for in the next year, how churches need to change how they think about this topic. Right now, when you look at your church's budget and AI, any AI subscription you have probably falls into like programming or something like that. If you look at, you know, where your budget is, you're going to see AI platforms like ChatGPT next to Planning Center or other platforms like that. The change that churches will need to make is certain AI agent platforms should not be a part of programs, but actually a part of your staffing budget. It is a totally different way of thinking about it, but this is where this is going. In the next year, you will hire an agent. That agent and the cost of that agent is not a platform. It is a part of your staffing plan because it will accomplish a role, play a role in your church that is closer associated with taking work and accomplishing actual work proactively and semi-autonomously that humans are currently doing.
Mm-hmm.
My deep thought for the day. What do you think about that, Katie?
I think that's a good thought for the day, for sure. You know, I did want to like summarize that assistant agent situation a little bit more just so we can drive it home. Like an AI assistant, it waits for instructions, whereas an AI agent, it plans and acts towards a goal. Where an AI worker owns an ongoing role, right? So it executes tasks, it improves over time. So assistant is a task doer. It's reactive, okay? Yeah. An agent is a goal chaser that plans steps. So it's proactive. Whereas a worker, though, is a role holder with responsibility that's autonomous and accountable. And that's not here yet. So.
Yeah, exactly. But it's an interesting thing about we as churches and church leaders are going to have to rethink our budgets and how do we hire and who do we hire and what do we hire people to do?
Yeah.
Because of
this. It's changing.
And it's exciting. The one thing I say is how many churches out there are thinking, it might be helpful if I could save money somehow. I think every pastor who's ever asked that question, this conversation matters to you.
Yeah, it's worth having the conversation with your church and with your staff of where could we save time and money. You know, I'm not saying let's get rid of all the jobs tomorrow, but I'm saying like this can help so many people do their jobs so well and increase their output and make it more excellent. And that's where we want to see us go towards.
Cool. Well, as a final thought, Katie, before we head out, has there been any AI platforms you've played around with recently that are worth sharing?
I've been playing with string.com recently. It's an AI agent making tool I found on TikTok. It's more for like personal use, but you know, it's been fun to play with. And I think too, you know, even the Adobe PDF tool is a lot of fun where you can just work across your PDFs and not, mm-hmm. you know, it's not actively reaching out for more information has been interesting. But what about you?
I got a test trial for Fixer.ai.
Okay. Yep. Is it good? Do you love it? Do you hate it?
So Fixer is an assistant that helps manage your email.
Yeah.
And it can also manage Zoom calls as well. So I launched it and immediately put a bunch of boxes in my Google mail.
Yeah.
And all of the mail that came in, it automatically drafted a potential response. And
was that good or bad?
Good. It was one of the things that I really enjoyed it. I stopped the trial. I kind of miss it because all of the, you know, it created some extra categories like to do, follow up, FYI. And it was kind of interesting just to click through those and see which ones I need to respond to.
Mm.
And with every one, there was a drafted response, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't go in and kind of teach it more about how to respond to stuff.
Yeah,
I just used it out of the box, but out of the box, it was great. I don't know if I'm going to pay for it, but for those of you who are dealing with email issues, Fixer, F-Y-X-E-R, or something like that could be really helpful.
I have enough emails. That's the problem, though, is that I think I have too many emails for Fixer. So I know there's like an unlimited plan, I think. So I might have to look at it and see what's going on. But yeah, no, I think that's a great idea and a good place for us to end. So thanks for joining us, everyone.
Yep. If you haven't, we definitely suggest that you like and share this podcast with all the pastors and people you know who are interested in learning about AI. And we'll see you guys again soon.